There, according to your custom order, they smoke, grind, vacuum pack, and label everything for ease, convenience, freshness, and most importantly, taste. Go to their website and download the handy custom cutting form to get exactly what everyone wants.
From our farms to your table, Neighbors Meats.
We're keeping it local. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. This is your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, Cows 100.9. Corey Harga stepping in studio with you here today. And it's the second Tuesday of the month, which means we're checking in with our friends at the Waseca Chamber of Commerce. And Robin Doulis is here, and she brought a couple of guests with her as well, and we'll get to them here in just a little bit. But Robin has a few of her, you know, regular updates that she wants to talk about, and I can barely see her. There's a mic arm splitting her face right down the middle here, but I think she's still over there. So Robin, I guess let's just talk about some of the things that you got happening involving the chamber in Waseca.
Great. Well, thanks again, Corey, for having us today. We love coming over here. Couple things that are happening this Saturday is, actually this Friday and Saturday, May 11th and 12th, the specialty shops of Waseca will be holding a spring shop hop. Lots of fun things. So pop on over, check all of our unique boutique and shops for a great shopping experience. Also on Saturday is the 25th annual Waseca Lakes and Parks Cleanup from 9 a.m. to noon. We do need volunteers for that. You can meet at Maplewood Park. 9 a.m., they will be giving you coffee, juice, and rolls and your cleanup assignment. Gloves and garbage bags will be provided, so you don't need to bring anything but yourself. And then from 11 to 12:30 as you return, hot dogs will be provided. So come on out and help us clean up the park for summer.
And it looks like it's going to be a fantastic day on Saturday weather-wise, so that's, you can't use that as an excuse, sorry.
That is true.
It looks like spring may have finally sprung for us here at this point. So that's always it. It's always a good thing to be able to help out the community, and that's a great way to do it. And then you can go do some shopping afterward or beforehand, whatever.
Perfect. Absolutely. We'd love to see you at both events.
And so then let's get into the other piece that you wanted to talk about here, Child Abuse Prevention Month. That's mostly being handled through the Exchange Club, but I know there was a proclamation made, I believe it was just last week at the city council meeting as well. So just go into kind of what they're working on with that.
I will do that. Yep. No, thanks, Corey. So April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. The Exchange Club of Waseca is joining with nearly 800 exchange clubs across the country to create greater public awareness of the seriousness of child abuse and what can be done to prevent it. The Exchange Clubs adopted child abuse prevention as its national project in 1979, and now Exchange is working to address the problem through the public awareness efforts of local clubs, as well as a network of more than 100 Exchange Club child abuse prevention centers in the United States. The centers train parent aides who work directly with families who are at risk of abuse or where abuse has occurred. Parent aides serve as role models and teach positive parenting techniques. The Exchange Club Child Abuse Prevention Network has helped more than 545,000 families and 1.3 million children break the cycle of child abuse. You may see people wearing blue ribbons during the month of April. The blue ribbon symbolizes more than 3.2 million reports of child abuse received by the Child Protective Services each year. For more information, you can contact your local Exchange Club, or you can go to nationalexchangeclub.org to find a club near you.
It's always easy when it's written on a piece of paper, isn't it?
Oh, so much easier, and I still get tongue-tied.
I know. There are certain things that I have trouble getting out that we're promoting here at the moment, too. But and you speak of the blue ribbons as well. I know those driving around Owatonna. If you go around the Central Park area, you'll see a bunch of blue ribbons tied around the trees. That is the meaning behind all of that. I know there's been some people questioning that as we've been out and about in the community as well. But yeah. So Child Abuse Prevention Month running all throughout this month, and again, local exchange clubs are working on, you know, trying to bring awareness to what's happening in that front. So do you want to introduce the guest that you brought with you?
I do.
Okay, so today
with me, I have Stacy Schrader. Stacy is one of our council people for the Waseca City Council, and she's also on the tourism board. She's going to talk a little about that. And Shannon Kubal is a brand new member of our chamber board. So I brought her with me so she can talk a little bit about that. So I'm excited that they're here.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Sure.
All right.
I'll defer.
Okay.
I'll start us off.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, and first of all, your business there in Waseca.
Yeah, so very excited to be here and really honored to be part of the Chamber Board to start off with. So thanks for having me. And Robin, thanks for letting me join the board. And as we think about like business and community, that's really what brought me to the Chamber Board to begin with. So our company, James Brothers Construction, has been family owned since 1978. And we have been family focused, community focused, customer focused that entire time. And so we really care about our customers, which leads us to care about our communities. And so the Chamber really just fit in well with that mission. We care about the work we do, we care about the people we do it for, and we care about the communities we do it in. And so being part of the Chamber allows us another arm of caring for our communities by connecting with other businesses, helping develop a strong business community in Waseca, then extends to the greater community, impacts people, impacts students, raising up that next generation that will invest in their community. Those are the things we're passionate about. And that's why I'm excited to be part of this board, because there's lots of opportunity ahead and lots of ways to connect. And that's the beauty of small community.
I was just going to say, not that you guys don't have a big reach as it is already with all the projects. We'll see the trucks all over the reach and come. Well, probably fairly soon once we really
we're rolling.
We're rolling. I'm sure you probably are somewhere or another already. But I would think being a part of the Chamber helps expand that reach even further.
Absolutely. And we're able to connect with other business owners, other branches of the community that maybe wouldn't naturally be part of our reach. And I think those are great partnerships. We can learn from each other. We can grow. We can help to strengthen the community. When the communities are strong, we all thrive. And that's every part of the community. And we truly are passionate about that. These aren't just words we're saying. You can see it in our track record, in the way that we give and things that we stand behind. That really is what matters to us.
And so how about we just give you a little plug since you're here? How can folks that maybe have a project that they're looking mm-hmm. into get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, reach out. Our phone number, James Brothers Construction out of Elysian and office out of Waseca, 507-267-4789, or find us online, jamesbrothersconstruction.com.
All right. And like we said, they're already rolling, but, you know, if you have a project idea, they could probably help you out with it, I'm sure, at this point still.
Give us a call.
All right. Stacey, I think we're going to make you wait for just another couple of minutes.
That's
here, okay?
Okay.
I know she's all amped up. She's ready to go here, but we're going to go ahead and take our break here as we continue on with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And this is your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Back with more of our conversation with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce. Okay, Stacey.
Yes.
We've held you off as long as we could here now.
Oh, gosh. Pressure is on.
Yeah, she's sitting there. She's ready to go.
Well, I've been asked to be here on behalf of Discover Waseca Tourism, and we just recently have been brought under the umbrella once again of our Chamber, and you know, it feels good to be home, I think. So, and even though it is April, we are starting to look at some projects in the future, one of them being the 4th of July. And Waseca Lakes Association puts on the Lake Fest, and that brings up fireworks. And contrary to popular belief, that is not funded by taxpayer dollars, and it is funded by the wonderful businesses, such as those that are members of the Chamber and other community members. So, Discover Waseca Tourism has taken on the task of once again going to be soliciting and raising funds for those fireworks, and they're enjoyed by many.
Yeah, and that's always a big project. Again, people don't realize the work that goes into planning a fireworks display like that.
Correct.
You know, you got all your logistics, and of course, you got to get the product to actually
do it. Things go up exponentially, and you know, we don't ask for a dollar from the people that get to enjoy that. You know, I know years ago the JCs used to raise funds, and mm-hmm. you know, now it is typically just a solicitation for those funds. So hopefully, you know, people, if you're interested, you appreciate them, maybe you'd consider donating to that fund as well. And Tourism and the Chamber are happy to collect that money. So
yeah, and so someone that wants to donate to the fireworks for the 4th of July, how can they go about doing that then?
I believe they can send it right to the chamber, correct, Robin?
Yep, our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 46, and you can just make the checks out to Discover Waseca Tourism, and we will be happy to put that money into the account to help pay for the fireworks.
And is there a certain goal that you guys try to reach every year as far as the display, or is that just, okay, we got this much, this is what we're going to have, or how does that all work?
Typically, we try to aim for $10,000. I know last year, it seems like every year, they, you know, they're just so good. They're so good, and there's so many different aspects of that. But it does cost money to put that on. So, you know, we are just excited with everything that we get, and we just love to be able to do that for the community.
And it's great having a city park with Clear Lake Park right there. Great place that you can watch. Of course, you can see them from all over town as well. But, yeah. You know, that... all of that has to go into that logistical planning, you know, okay, we shoot them off from here. Where do we have to have people away from, you know, because there's, of course, a safety aspect to it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And with Lake Fest being right there, the money raised for Lake Fest does not go to the money for the fireworks. Those are two separate entities. So people are often confused. So that those are two different entities that run together. So that's sometimes hard to distinguish as well.
So let's talk a little bit about Lake Fest itself, since we just kind of skipped right past to the end of the day there. I'm sure planning well underway for everything that's going to be happening, because, again, that's a big thing to try and plan.
That is a big thing. You know, we were very fortunate that Tom Sexton took that on. We were at risk of losing that event, and he took that on. And we all know he is our representative at the House there at the state now. So I believe Abby Hain has really stepped up to take in that role and to be kind of the face of that, as Tom can't be everywhere, but he still is helping, and he's done a really good job of also, once again, soliciting for those funds and coordinating. You know, it's music, it's the food vendors, it's the setup, it's the fun run. You know, the Lakes Association is doing things to showcase that what they've done for the lakes throughout the whole season. You know, as you heard Robin say, that they're doing the cleanup and they partner with the city on that, and it takes that collective effort.
And it's a full day of activities for those that maybe haven't been there for a little while. I know a lot of people like to go out to the park and just be listening to the music in the afternoon, that sort of thing. That's only a part of it.
That is only a part of it. You know, there are food vendors, and the city upgraded the electrical requirements for that to have more food vendors there. And also, I believe the mill will be providing alcohol there. And I believe activities are going to go possibly... it's rumored maybe a little later this year than it has in years past, because 4th of July falls on a weekend.
I hadn't even thought that far ahead yet. Because, you know, we were talking before we went on the air. It seems kind of strange that we're already talking about that. But here we are approaching the middle of April already in May, June. Yeah, it's only a couple of months away at this point. So,
well, and tourism is also looking at our holiday downtown lights display. So, I mean, a new committee is formed for that, too. So just because it isn't the season doesn't mean we're not thinking ahead to the next season.
Yeah, there has to be something happening in the background. Otherwise, it doesn't necessarily happen.
Correct.
It's not just a snap of a finger for anything like that.
It is not. So, no. And a committee is just formed for that, using the collective of community members and a couple city staff that we can bounce ideas on what is feasible. We've been determining those downtown boundaries. It'll have to be a phased-in project. And this is community input and community owned. And once again, we'll be soliciting for funds and writing for grants for that as well to make the best use of our dollars. Once again, those are not taxpayer dollars that are funding that. So it is up to the community to have the display that they want.
And of course, we'll have plenty more information coming as that whole thing starts to develop. And even on Lake Fest as we continue into the summer months. But hey, would you look at that? I think we filled up our time already.
That's great.
It's amazing how quickly it goes by. I do want to highlight, though, the next time that we talk with the Waseca Chamber, they're actually not going to have to make the trip to Owatonna. I'm going to come to them because they're going to be having an immersion career fair. I'm kind of thinking of it as an interactive kind of thing,
correct,
more so. And so that's at the hockey arena, correct, Robin?
I believe so, yes.
If I remember right, that's going to be on the 13th of May, and we'll be broadcasting live for Community Connection that afternoon. But otherwise, thank you very much, all three of you, for making the trip over here and joining me here this afternoon. We do got to get running here. We have the Linder Farm Network's Midday Farm Review on the way at 12:30. And then John Partridge will take you through the rest of your afternoon, including the Ron's Repair Drive at 5 here on Cowles 100.9. And if you ever miss any of our segments, you can find them on our website, KOWZFM.com. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Have a good one.